coffee's back on the menu for me, buddy.
Oh, I thought you had to swear it off.
Well, I talked to a urologist this morning, and I'll tell you the whole tale. Hello, welcome to the Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Doug Tano.
Doug Trio.
A.K.A. Jesus. Tanner Green Ring. And have I got a saga for you, Rydosh.
Right on.
A.K.A. Joshua Fjallstedt.
Good ones.
Very short leg this week, so we're gonna explore some stuff.
We're just gonna like level with everyone.
And I think the very first thing I should just sort of come clean on is, now that it's a part of sort of the lore of the show,
for better or for worse,
my stone, the saga has mostly ended now, because as you know,
do tell.
I had to go in and get, I'll just say it, penis surgery. To get
yeah,
lasers.
we talked about it with the Mission Impossible lasers in your urethra. Yeah,
what they took out the stone. What they left behind was a long surgical tube around
they left
which.
It?
Yep, it's called the stent.
Are they supposed to do that?
Yep.
Okay.
It was a little tube. It allowed my sensitive ureter that had a kidney stone lodged in it for 8 months to heal correctly around the stent. And then today, this morning, I had to go and get the stent taken out. It's largely the same procedure as the kidney stone. A lot of the same tools, same insertion point, all that kind of stuff. Camera goes in, you know, little grabbers on the camera grab the stent, out it comes. This time you're awake for it and actually watching it happen on a little TV screen next to you.
No, I wouldn't want that. They make you do that? They take like perverse pleasure in that.
He offered. He was like, "Do you want to? You're welcome to watch." And I was like, "Sure."
Huh.
And he was narrating for me. He's like, "Here's your bladder. Here's your." It was awful. It was an awful experience.
Yeah. And you look at you. You're on the mic. The same day.
And I'm on the mic.
Mere hours later.
I drove home.
Jesus.
No anesthetic.
Are you a new man now? Are you footloose?
Yeah,
and fancy
I think.
Free again?
He said I can expect some burning as, you know, things heal up just because of the camera, he said.
Mm-hmm. Camera.
But after that, I think I'm in the clear, you know? And then he said, and then back to our original point, caffeine's back on the menu. He said, caffeine is not the issue. Caffeine is dehydrating.
So it's hydration.
Hydration is purely the issue.
Mm-hmm. You're not a big water guy, historically?
No, I am. I just drink a ton of coffee.
Okay.
And then, yeah,
me
he
too.
Said,
I'm
he
concerned.
Said one for one. He said 12 ounces of coffee in, 12 ounces of water in addition to your 64 ounces of water a day. And that's this is valuable information for all of you.
Yeah, this is like a PSA. I mean,
because I
got to
say, this has not been pleasant.
American Kidney Institute or something.
I know. Anyway, it's a Pokemon podcast. I'm back in fighting shape again. We're playing through Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go Pikachu. We're in the sort of like home stretch.
Yeah, they really wrap it up quickly on back in this old game. Eight in the Elite Four when there's essentially no post game. You know, we're basically done.
Yeah.
I guess we maybe even are going to have to talk about our plans for the next part at the end of this episode.
Yeah, we're
season
gonna have to
eight.
Figure some stuff out. Season eight. This is the interstitial. You want to call this a full game and you're thinking, oh, what's the interstitial gonna be? But this is the interstitial.
Yeah, we're done with
you forget
season
that.
Seven after this.
Yeah. So we're just diving into Sword and Shield.
Can you believe that?
It feels frightening, you know?
It's frightening.
There was a Kirsten Dunst movie like 15 years ago. I can't remember what it was called, but there was a scene in which a big planet, I think also Earth, was crashing
Melancholia.
Down into Earth.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, definitely. We're like, it's like, you know, we're going to be out there, susceptible to friend requests and...
Oh, I know.
Are battling competitively? I don't know about
and like,
that.
Absolutely no excuse either. Like, we've played through every single one of these games. We've played with and against some of the best players, some of the worst players.
Like us.
We're honed at this point, you know?
Yeah.
We should be good at this.
I know.
This is like Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours shit.
Wow.
So now we're going to have to like put our fucking money where our mouth is.
I don't
but
like
we're
doing
not there
that.
Yet.
Yeah, we got a couple more weeks left.
We're not there yet, Josh.
Where are we?
We are in
Cinnabar. We're
Cinnabar.
Leaving, departing Cinnabar. We really didn't plan this out. We should have left the cycling road, aka Pokemon Road and Power Plant, for this episode, probably. You think about it. We just couldn't help ourselves, one person in particular, who loves going a little ahead.
I don't think it's cheating, first of all, if that's the if that's what's being lobbed my way.
It's definitely pushing right up against the mayor cheat label.
Well, I don't regret a thing. Because as I note in Level Check, all season we've been doing honorable mentions, I think, just because like it's really easy to raise extra
I have some
Pokemon.
I still have some.
But I'm like locked in on this team. I love this little core group we got. We're on 2 weeks straight, two gyms straight with no losses, too, with this core group. Oh.
I don't have any other.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in. This is my babies. I'm going to be absolutely devastated if any of these guys die.
I know. I almost want to hear, you know, at this point,
yeah,
with only one episode left, I almost want someone to die. Because at this point, they will be not on my team, but I want one of us to have to sing a song. Because these are like our, you know, core players. So
yeah,
it would really have
like,
to be heartfelt.
I'm looking over my roster again. Like, I think the only one who could even come close to even dying at this point is Dugtrio.
Yeah, that's the one I would be concerned about. Also, everyone I don't
else,
think
I
terribly
think...
useful against the Elite Four, though, so it might not even come out. You might not need it.
Well, I'm locked in, baby. He's on the team. He's in for the. He's along for the ride. He's Nicolas Cage, and I'm...
Renfield?
Mandalorian. From the meme. He's looking at me in the car, and he looks, like, scared and serious. And then I look at him, and I'm like... happy and excited.
Nicolas Cage and Mandalorian, is that that's a meme or are you messing up one of those names?
Who's the guy who's Mandalorian?
Isn't it Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, Pedro Pascal. And what's the other guy's name? Nicolas Cage.
When are they
meme?
Oh, you mean in the
meme.
Unbearable weight of massive
yeah.
talent. Okay, not Mandal. Okay, so Mandalorian is you mean Pedro Pascal. Okay.
We got there.
Yeah, I was like, what is, I haven't seen, because I was about to say, I haven't seen the newest season yet of Mandalorian. I was like, I don't know. Is Nicolas Cage in that show now? Maybe.
Anyway, Jacked 3D, my Dugtrio, is Nicolas Cage, and I'm Pedro Pascal.
Okay, got it.
And we're in this. We're ride or die. But I'm not declaring that on anyone. By the way, how's that going for you?
Well, I couldn't use Mewtwo this whole leg because it was higher level than Giovanni's Pokemon.
Has to stay on your team.
Wait.
At all times. It's your ride or die.
Oh, it has to be on the team. I forgot
yeah.
about that. Okay, well.
Mayor Cheat. Wow, look at this. Mayor Cheat.
We
see
gotta revise
feels,
these
Joshua,
rules.
You make some mistakes sometimes.
Well, what do you, take me to rules court? I mean, I don't know. What's the punishment?
You? Okay.
I haven't fucking penalized you for any of your loopholes that you've exploited.
That's the judge twirling his gavel and then hitting it. That's the rules court sound drop.
Fine. I mean, my argument would be I let you keep all of those
How,
Pokemon
let me ask
that
you,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, I'm asking the questions here, buddy.
Thing.
I'm asking the questions here, buddy. Look at me. When did you take him off your team?
Once I got to Pallet Town. So I did do
okay, that's
route,
a major infraction.
I did do route 21 with him.
That's a major infraction. You didn't do any of the gym, though.
Yeah, but that's the only thing in this whole leg. Other than that one route, it's just the gym.
You're right. It's just half the content. You're right. Okay, half punishment. Let's see.
I mean, I feel like it would be... All that I would have been doing is it would have gained maybe another level or two. It can't die. So the punishment... I mean, I'm not going to suggest my own punishment. I think it's outrageous that I would even get a punishment, considering that the rules court has been so lenient in the past.
Sorry, you're worried that we're not being lenient enough? We gave you half punishment, remember?
Well, what's half
just
punishment?
Just a minute ago.
Of what?
I'm thinking of it. I'll think of the full punishment first. And here's what the full punishment is. You're not allowed to use Mewtwo in the Elite Four.
No, that's outrageous.
That's the full punishment. Now I'm trying to think, what's the half measure there? Because you can't swap out your party.
Right.
Maybe you just can't use it against the person it would be most useful against.
What, Bruno? I mean, how do you make that decision? Super effectiveness or Agatha, I guess. He's good against multiple. He has super effective moves against the majority of Agatha's team and... all of Bruno's
punishment.
Team.
I'm going to keep stewing on this. I'm going to keep mulling this over. And by the end of the episode, I will have come up with a sufficient punishment for you. I'll pitch a few as we go. No kills for me this week, I should just note now.
Same, and we, I mean, that obviously became apparent, but we should have said that last episode too. I kind of, for a while, thought we were not going to, someone was going to die every episode.
Yeah, it felt like that. I don't know if we were just being careless, like Daniel was talking about. Every now and then you just feel like you let one kind of like,
yeah,
you let one go by, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that was a stupid mistake. That was a careless mistake.
Yeah, and the only other, I've seen a couple of folks who have done EXP locks, like at Milkman Nick on Twitter.
Excuse me?
Who's been playing along. I think he was doing a Fire Red Leaf Green with an EXP lock, and I forget what his types were, but he definitely had a wipe at one point. Like, I've seen several people who have played not Let's Go, and EXP lock has been a lot more brutal, where they have actually had, like, whole team whiteouts and having to go back to a checkpoint.
Well, we should try it on a non-baby game.
I don't feel that bad that we, like, we suffered losses for the vast majority of this season.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hard.
But the recovery is easier than, I think, in probably any other game other than maybe, I would suggest we do the revised rules of what becomes EXP lock version 2 for
V2.
Like,
I think we're going to have to work
Diamond,
through
Shining Pearl, because that one is also,
I think we're
going
to have to work
baby-ish
through the like catchable issue too, because the repeat roots thing threw everyone off. But now there's a question about like what you're catching. Are you catching the first thing you see, the first thing you encounter? Like,
right, yeah.
Are you that, just catching the things that are like on your list?
We need to figure that out for these new games. Not relevant to BDSP, but relevant to if anyone wants to play this in Sword and Shield.
Is this a viable lock?
Scarlet Violet.
We've got to make this as close to a viable lock as
we
possible.
Need to. So we have to figure that out.
Clauses, because they're so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to figure out the encounters. If you're in a cave, like, does every level count as something you can catch? Because we've vacillated on that with our own Nuzlocke playthroughs in the past, too.
I think if this game really is, we're still in rules court, by the way. That's what this is. I think if this really is something that could be viable outside of us goofing around with it in this season, it sounds like it's hard. It could be hard. So having the opportunity to catch and get more Pokemon and keeping some of those silly clauses in, like the Goodrod clause, might actually end up being really valuable if you're like tearing through Pokemon. So I don't know. Maybe we're just playing it on the wrong version of the game. But we'll see. And we'll just keep refining it. And it'll be a lot more fun next time we do it.
Maybe we solicit feedback on Twitter or the subreddit or something.
Sure.
From people who've played this.
Please do.
Especially for Gen 8 and 9. That would be the main problem.
Let's talk about my...
The end of rules court adjourned.
Court adjourned. Let's talk about my definitive ranking of Dorito Doug's team by rideability. It's sort of a one-time segment.
Okay.
I was gonna, you know, that's funny you said gross, because when I originally wrote it, like was thinking out the title, I said mountability.
Oh.
But I was like, Josh is gonna like read that wrong.
No, we've almost made it through a whole season without going into fur affinity, so.
Well, that ends this week, buddy. Last week, you and Daniel revealed to me that it's possible to ride.
No, Daniel revealed. I didn't know any of this. I've been scooting around on Starmie now, and it's great.
Rapidash. Daniel said I could ride Rapidash. We went out and tested it. It worked great.
Mm-hmm.
It's fast. Now I can't not be riding a fast Pokemon. So then I looked through my inventory, my six. You know what? I think by way of level check, we have to do level check first. Then we'll get to Dorito Doug's definitive ranking of Dorito Doug's team by rideability.
Oh, okay.
Because you're going to have to know the team first, right?
Right.
So you go first and then I'll lead in.
Level check.
Yep. Level check.
Mewtwo thing aside, I did have multiple honorable mentions because multiple Pokemon were at the cap and I couldn't risk that they would level out. I had Anders the Arcanine, which I didn't really address in the last episode, but I think it was implied that I was allowed to drop some rare candies on that Growlithe and then evolve it into Arcanine before the battles.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
At this point, Arcanine was level 49, I think, or maybe it was 48. Yeah, it was 48 last week. I gained a level, and then I was like, first of all, Arcanine's not going to be useful in this gym battle. I'm just going to box it. Keep the levels down. And then I also had Scar the Mewtwo, level 51, boxed. Then I had Gaius Pikachu, level 50, also boxed. Or I guess I gained a couple of levels and then I boxed it again because, first of all, not taking that thing into a ground gym, and then it was at the cap. So yep. I boxed Alakazam for all of this until the gym, well, literally until Giovanni's fight, because Adama the Alakazam was level 50 already going in. So I wanted it as my backup, where I was like, I know I can fling that thing out to like one hit KO Nidoking and Nidoqueen if I want.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had Baystar, Starmie, level 49, Zach, Aerodactyl, level 48. And then I elevated again Starbuck, Nidoqueen, level 47 to take on some of the trainers in the gym. And then Chief the Kingler was back, level 44.
Wow.
And then I resurrected the other Roslyn, Gloom, level 38. Who I brought in for Route 21, because I was like, well, maybe I can get this thing up to a level that I can evolve it. But I don't have enough rare candies anymore, so I don't know if I'm going to end up bringing a Vileplume into the Elite Four. But God, this other Roslyn,
what a journey,
is back, at least as a backup. But
it's like a Cormac McCarthy book.
Absolutely.
All this loss and heartache.
I know. So I haven't really reconciled that, but the actual team that I presume I will go into the Elite Four with is Alakazam, Starmie, Aerodactyl, Arcanine, Mewtwo, Pikachu. Maybe Gloom, aka Vileplume, will get swapped in somewhere in there. But that's it.
So you have two Barfies?
Well, Aerodactyl is a Barf.
What's Gloom?
Also Barf, yeah.
Okay. It's not... It's allowed.
Was that... I thought there was a Sweetie cap, but there wasn't a Barf.
Is there a Barf cap? Sure. No. I at one point I had two Barfies. I had Kangaskhan and Tangela.
Well, also,
and we agreed. We just sort of had like we had a conversation about it, you know, and we thought like, oh, it doesn't really feel right to have two Barfies on your team.
I don't recall that.
Okay, guess what? That's fine.
Guess what? I don't recall.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was recorded.
It just says at least one that you have to have. Well, okay. I mean, that's another rule.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Hey, no. We're just two gentlemen having a discussion.
We're talking about our own damn play style. Like, we should have figured that out. Like, we should say you can only have one. And I would probably argue to only have one. I think I would argue the same thing for Sweeties. I don't think you should be able to have more than one of either of them.
Okay.
When we start going into revising the rules.
Especially because they're both things you're choosing. It's too easy for people to be like, my favorite are Kyogre and...
Right. It's too exploitable because we can't always trust that everyone is like role playing as exceptionally as we do. And they can just be like, yeah, my fucking
that's rule one.
Guy loves Arceus. Well, I get to have that.
Cool.
What does Dorito Doug have?
His core team here, his little group, his babies. Mild Salt, Kangaskhan, level 50, beast. Nacho, Charizard, level 50. Mm-hmm. Has the Charizard X and Y. Just has a little menu now next to the move pool where I can just click over and they're like, which one do you want to evolve it into? X or Y?
You could just choose either one whenever you want.
Yeah. Yep.
Huh.
And then it makes the move stronger.
Right.
And that's cool. It's a really cool thing to have and do. Jacked 3D, Doug Trio, level 50. Zesty Cheese, Rapidash, level 50. You know, I said this is the core team, but I guess there is room for Rapidash to move out if it wanted to. Just felt like I needed to stay true to the theme and have two fire types.
Yeah, I think you should probably have more fire and ice in here.
Salsa Verde, Mew.
Speaking of, you're yelling at me about having two Barfies on my team temporarily, by the way.
Level 50. And of course, Cool American Lapras, level 50. So let's talk about these Pokemon's rideability.
Okay.
I'm going to rank them. Tier system.
What's the criteria?
Based on our conversation with Daniel last week, I tried riding all of my Pokemon. And the ones that were the most impressive to mount and ride
mm-hmm.
are going to have a higher tier. And the ones that maybe perhaps didn't even allow me to ride them are going to be lower tiered.
That makes sense.
S tier. S tier is just going to be Nacho, the Charizard.
You just glide around.
You ride him. He flies. And he's as fast as Rapidash.
Yeah.
So he's S tier.
That's fair.
A tier. Rapidash. Fast.
Sure.
Not as cool as flying, but there is something kind of cool about like riding the back of a horse.
Well,
that's
I think
fire.
Kind of glorious, I would say.
Yeah, and sorry, I keep saying horse. It's a Pegasus. You don't realize that, I think, in the original art, but in this modern 3D art, it clearly has a horn.
You mean a unicorn? A Pegasus has wings.
Sorry, yes. I meant a unicorn. Okay. I got my mythical horses mixed up.
Come on.
Pardon me.
Wait until you see Galarian Rapidash. I must have been out in
on classics that day.
Yeah.
B tier. Lapras.
What does it do on the land?
Nothing. But it replaces the surfboard in the water, which looks great. It's cool. You're just riding around on a Lapras.
I discovered that literally today. I sent you the video. I don't know if you got to see it yet. But I believe that this will now, probably by now, be up on at least on the subreddit. But bug catcher Josh Bryant, at JAJ Bryant on Twitter, made a parody song that's genuine, like My Pony. Yeah. Parody, and it's just a bunch of clips of his character riding around on Pokemon, and I did not know, and it's great. So if it is up on the subreddit, you should go check it out.
Oh, incredible.
And it's not a eulogy, because he was bragging that nobody had died, but it is a very good song parody. And that's where I found
it's
in
sort
the video
of it sounds like it's his definitive ranking of rideable Pokemon.
I think that's probably right. Yeah,
that's great. I mean, and you know what? I want to hear everyone's definitive ranking of their the mountability of their team. Let's just call it what
not
it is.
Mountability.
Everyone tweet hashtag mountable Pokemon.
Yeah.
And give us your list.
Great. Yeah, that'll you know, maybe that will finally get us to trend. Hashtag mountable Pokemon. But yeah, I didn't know you could swap. I'm sure I can get on a Starmie, right? I didn't know you could take the Pokemon out when you're on the surfboard, and that solves that problem.
B tier, Kangaskhan, because feels like it's still rideable.
Yeah,
you ride on his shoulder. Eevee goes in the pouch, cute, but it's really slow,
or at least looks slow. It's probably still pretty fast, but it's so big. I don't know. You could
no,
tell.
I think it's like slower than walking speed.
Okay.
It was pretty frustrating walking around.
I don't know how to prove it either way.
That's why it's still a B, you know? D tier, which is Mew. Because it doesn't let you ride it. It just flies around next to you. And then F tier would be Dugtrio. Because it's just awful to hold.
What does it even do?
It like blasts through the ground next to you, except the rocks that are the base of Dugtrio are static.
No.
And there's just sort of like a, you know, particle effect, like dust cloud following it.
That's
so they didn't commit to the bit.
That's too
know?
Bad. Yeah.
So that's F tier. Have I inspired you to do Caprica Sixes?
Well, I guess so. I'm not going
to
have...
You don't have to. I just...
I mean, a lot
I'm
of
wondering
mine,
how many of yours are even mountable.
I know that Aerodactyl is.
That must be cool. And he's probably a dumb. Yeah, he's probably pretty fast, right?
Aerodactyl is probably like Charizard equivalent, very fast and giant. Almost yeah. upsettingly large, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of mountability. And
tough to hold on.
Yeah, I would probably say, because you can see this with like its big jaw.
Yeah, that looks exactly like
Charizard. It's distressing.
I mean, mine was A tier, but if you don't like it, you can knock it down to B.
No, I mean, I don't think I really even have a lot of options. Can I get on Nidoqueen? Nope. Nidoqueen follows you around very slowly.
Kingler?
No, Kingler.
Follows you sideways.
Crab walks sideways.
Wow.
Gloom follows you.
Guess there's just something about mountable Pokemon that is really
that you,
drawn,
you're drawn
Dorito Duggan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Starmie animation more than I like Aerodactyl. So I guess in terms of Caprica 6, obviously, a Cylon is going to love being in a base star. So
yeah,
Starmie would be S tier. Aerodactyl is A tier. Golbat also follows you around, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Why can't I get on that? Can I get on Arcanine?
It should pick you up. Golbat should like grab you by the shoulders and carry you around.
Yeah, that would make a ton of sense. How about Arcanine? Let's see that.
They just gotta like tap us in. They're like, oh, we're almost done with the game. We just have to do the like Pokemon mountability animations.
Arcanine is glorious.
And they're like, I don't know. We can't figure a lot of them out. Let's just like, you know, have them follow behind. Tap us in.
Arcanine is definitely.
That's great. Oh, that's Ponyta.
Arcanine is A tier, I would say.
Yeah.
You hold on to its mane. No, it's just like dust from how quickly it moves.
It'd be rad if they were little like sparks.
But you also hold on to its mane. So I would say Arcanine's A tier. I would then bump Aerodactyl down to B. And,
yeah, I think that's fair.
Starmie is S tier still, and then I don't think I have any other options that are viable to me. Because Mewtwo follows you around like Mew.
Probably menacingly.
Very menacingly.
He's a pretty scary guy, I've realized. Joshua, yeah. We should go take a break. No tricks this time.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break and then let's come back and actually probably talk about this game.
Okay, fine.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, bug catchers, welcome back to the show. I feel like we've talked enough about mountable Pokemon. Let's talk about the one and only Root this week.
Yeah. Root 21. Still some struggling swimmers, a triathlete here who seems to be floundering without having actually done the two-thirds of the rest of it.
The biking and the running?
Yeah.
You start with swimming?
I guess in this case, that sounds wrong to me.
I don't know. Maybe you do.
Oh, maybe it not, because like... you would not want to be the most exhausted for swimming, because that's where you can drown the easiest.
I would want to go swim. Keep in mind, I don't know how to swim. I would want to go swim, bike, run.
Humble brag.
That's a humble brag? I couldn't do a triathlon, not because I'm like completely out of shape and, you know, don't do any kind of exercise, but just because I don't know how to swim. I've never learned.
I would not do it for a variety of reasons. I can swim, but I don't really even like it, and I'm not very good.
Anyway, we would be like these idiots out here on Route 21.
Yeah, just I guess like, so. Like, where's the Kanto Coast Guard? Help me.
And then...
how could we not talk about the guy with six Magikarp here? Trainer Danger.
Yeah, he kind of threw me off. Kept being Magikarps.
Yeah, and this guy's been around, you know, they've revised some of the trainer's Pokemon in this game, but when they were taking another look at Kanto, everyone was like, you know what, we got to keep that one guy who's got, that one fisherman who's got the six Magikarp. We're not touching that. That's perfect.
No notes.
And it's just a danger because it's like, I don't know, I mean, I think we know this about both of us, like
factory farming or something.
I can't leave. Yeah, he's like running a fishery.
It's like a breeder, yeah.
I can't leave a route if I know there's a trainer there that I can fight. And so it's just a danger where it's like a Venomoth to a flame. I have to fight this guy every single time I've ever played this game, even though I know that every single fucking Magikarp level 42 is just going to use Splash.
Yep.
I think maybe the final one had Tackle, which was sort of funny. He saved the best for last. And they're all giving like, what, 200 experience maybe?
Yeah. A completely paltry just sum. Like completely complete speed bump. Just slows you down for absolutely no reason.
Especially when this guy with six Magikarp, Fisherman Wade is his name. I believe he's also on the same sandbar as the one coach trainer who's out here. So,
oh, yeah,
like, you're going to step out there.
Have?
You want the coach trainer. You got to deal with this fucking guy with the six Magikarp with running an illegal fishery operation and or like, you know, some sort of derangement going on with this guy. They're all past their prime. They could have already been Gyaradoses. Gyaradai?
Gyaradai, that's
like
right.
Like an octopus's situation. Greek. anyway, right. Coach trainer Pam has a Machoke, a Jinx, and a Kangaskhan. 44, 44, 45.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't any trouble. And this is why I think I'm really like sold on this core team. Is like there was times in this game where these coach trainers were pretty menacing.
Oh,
getting stuck in battles where it's like I'm super healing every turn, you know?
Especially because they are often, and like Pam here, but it's, you know, she's a hack. They're often at the end of the route. So
but
your
the last
team's
couple I haven't had any
up.
Issue with.
No, I think the last one I had any trouble with was that the one that was in the power plant.
I think, you know, I'm just locked in. These are my guys. We're so good. We can take on any challenge. I don't even take out Mew anymore, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that was it for this route. It's like a bunch of struggling swimmers.
Yep. And then we're back home. We pull up to shore, a shore filled with Tangelas.
Yeah. Actually, oh no, it was a Star U, wasn't it? I have a backup Star U, I guess. There were glooms on that little patch, and I sort of wish I had approached from the Pallet Town side so I could have another backup gloom.
I used a technique that is perfectly legal.
Previously caught a Pokemon here, by the way. So I hope you did not catch another one.
No, I didn't. I previously caught one here. I used a technique that's perfectly legal where I flew. Once we had the flying machine, I flew to Pallet Town. Once we had surf, I surfed around that little cove, caught a Tangela.
It's a little sketchy.
I just took it off the team because we had a gentleman's, a quiet, civil discussion that wasn't part of rules court. It wasn't contentious at all, where we said, maybe it's a little gauche to have two Barfies on your team at the same time. So I took it off my team.
In favor of
Kangaskhan.
I don't recall that, and court is adjourned, by the way.
It's fine. No. And I was just, I wasn't trying to pull us into rules court. I would not do that twice in one episode. But yeah, so we pull up to shore.
Mommy
go in, say hi to mom.
Heals us.
And then we go in and say hi to Professor Oak.
You can just go straight to the lab?
I think so. I think I went right to the lab and then got the keystone because you get it from...
Yeah, no, it's all the same. It's just I tried to just go directly to the gym. I flew from here after visiting mommy.
It's one city and you're on the back of a Charizard. You just have to like go up.
Yeah.
It's like one route.
Well, I thought you had to trigger it there, but you have like a short interaction where like Cavil or Bad Josh in your case is outside the gym and they're like, what are we going to do? How do we get this eighth gym? Like, who should we talk to? And then you could talk to that. And
you
then you have
yes.
to go back to the
that
lab
did happen.
Anyway.
That did happen.
So pointless. Just
so maybe I didn't even come through the lab the first
go
time
direct
around.
Just
to the thinking
lab
about
if you
the,
can.
No, go directly to the gym. Because then you'll enter a cutscene. And then I purposely guessed wrong both times and it had no impact. There was no penalty.
No. There often is not. Maybe there should be no penalty for someone who accidentally boxed their companion Pokemon too.
No, there's definitely gonna be a penalty for that.
So you go back to the lab and Oak is there with your rival and then also his grandson. And he seems to be having
Here's
some...
the penalty.
Oh, okay.
You have to lift the ride or die clause.
That's kind of interesting. Because I treated it like it wasn't.
So from now on, he doesn't have to be on your team anymore, but he's killable again.
Okay. That seems pretty fun.
Rules card closed. Case closed. All right.
Myself and my client will accept this. I think I'm my client. I'm not really sure. I was representing myself, I suppose.
Yeah, that's allowed in rules court.
Yeah. Some would say it's the standard.
And as you know, I often represent myself and I'm the judge. So
yeah, occasionally I'm the judge. Have you been watching that show, Jury Duty?
Yeah, I have a Fire TV down stick down here and it like came on by itself and I just started watching it and it's very funny.
I finished it last night. It's very good. Bugcatchers. The premise is that one guy thinks he's going to actual jury duty and he doesn't know that every single other person on the jury, including the judge and like the bailiff, etc., are all acting. It's like Truman Show. I was like, oh,
it is like Truman,
like Truman Show would work.
And then James Marsden is like plays himself on the show.
He's like the best one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a lot of like that's like too easy to say he's the best one because he's like, you know, a well-known actor. Or whatever.
The like
trans
guy is funny.
Yeah. Todd. Yeah. Todd's really good. The corrupted girl. Anyway, whatever her name is, she's great.
Like Lady Gaga.
They're all really good. But James Marsden is funny because he's playing himself. So there's a whole other like meta layer to it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Court's closed, Joshua. Stop trying to drag us back in.
Okay.
All right. So we get our. First of all,
there's more to talk about in this lab.
Professor Oak doesn't seem to know his grandson's name. I think he starts to introduce him as Gary.
Yeah, he. Well, I think that this is. I think this whole section was like kind of clever for like, you know, they're not working with that much. It's something like whatever the exact line is, I think is what he uses. But Oak, when you come into the lab, is trying to introduce his grandson. And he's like, now, what was his name again? Which is like the dialogue that you get for your rival in the original Red and Blue.
Yeah.
But then Blue says, no one ever falls for that joke. Like Gramps. Which is funny, prick. I thought. I think it was, you know, purposeful. And then he also does, and it's like, this whole scene makes it seem like, oh, maybe it's, you know, Oak, maybe we need to shuffle
a little baddie
to the side. But when he's giving you the keystone, he says, now, before I give you this next thing, let me recite a poem, like a beautiful poem.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very on topic for this playthrough. Lots of eulogies, you know, haikus, that kind of thing. He says, when two stones are held, when two hearts become as one.
Is that the whole
poem? We mega evolve. And that's it. That's like a bad poem. And then the music stops and then it zooms out the camera and everyone like doesn't acknowledge it. Kind of funny.
Pretty funny.
They were having a little fun in this scene.
And then he gives you the megastone.
Yeah.
Or the keystone.
Can't get anything out of.
And then he gives you a bunch of megastones.
Wait a second. Oh, we don't get the one from Mewtwo. What the fuck?
No, you get the Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charmander evolution keystones. And then you just have now you've unlocked the ability to evolve Pokemon. I don't know where we can get more megastones. Is it possible?
I do not know.
Or did they just introduce it to just allow me to have...
Yeah, I think you only get Venusaurite, Charizardite, and Blastoisenite.
Mewtwoite is in the Mewtwo cave.
Oh, yes. So for our final battle, I can have that.
Oh, and then there's a guy who just sells all the rest. You can get an Aerodactylite, too.
Oh, I've always wanted to see Aerodactyl.
I can get a Kangaskhanite.
Ooh.
Inside the Pokemon League entrance, wearing a Slowbro outfit, a stone salesman will sell you the remaining Megastones for 30,000 each. There's also an Alakazite.
Oh, yeah. Those are sweet. Aerodactyl, Alakazam, and Mewtwo, they all have sweet ones. I'm going to buy those.
Cool. Rad. So yeah. But now we have access to that. And I will say it's cool. I don't know. It's less spectacular now. And also, like, the logos are confusing for X and Y. So I always want to do the X one, but I always accidentally click the Y one. And then it turns into the disappointing Charizard. That's just sort of like a rattier Charizard.
Oh, right.
And not the, like, cool black one of Blurry's Blue Fire.
X, I think. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the one that's just like, here's Charizard, but with, like, a bigger wings and like a horn or something.
Yeah, looks worse.
Yeah,
that's the one I accidentally keep hitting. Does anyone else have two? Oh yeah, Mewtwo. You'll have to choose between Mewtwo X and Mewtwo Y.
Well, we all know that I like Mewtwo Y.
Of course, I think they're both bad. We're on our way, Giovanni. This is it. Go up to Giovanni's place. It's finally open. It's a conveyor belt maze.
Classic.
And as always, it's frustrating that they just didn't make it easy for me to encounter every trainer because I'm still trying to level up some Pokemon before I go and take.
Yeah, you had to whirl around to get them all.
But I eventually tore through it. It's Giovanni's gym, so it was like, I don't know, ground and poison types mostly.
Yeah, exactly. Rhyhorns, you get to your Nidoqueens, your Nidorinos, Sand Slashes.
You get to the big man himself, Giovanni. He's looking good. He's got this huge leather chair. A Persian is sitting next to him. He's got a bowl of exotic berries. There's some kind of like scheme on the wall behind
him. Yeah, like a map of Kanto with like scrolling updates, nefarious updates.
He looks great.
And every time they resurrect him, like in Team Rainbow Rocket too, Giovanni just looks better with age. There's just no way. I feel like we vacillated.
With the light coming through. God, what a fucking getup he's got here.
It's a hell of a
so tasteful
space. The loyal Persian sat by his side. I feel like we vacillate on where do we land with the conglomerates.
What do you call
whether we're Devon or Sylph? But like Team Rocket, they've never done better.
You think the association with Team Rocket makes Sylph better?
No, I think that Team Rocket is clearly the best criminal syndicate.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
but
yes.
But then
absolutely. Sylph. Yes, sorry.
Sylph actually, conversely, though, is taking a hit this season where we've kind of put it together a little bit more that it was like rife to be corrupted.
Oh, yeah. It's
like it had all these scientists
Chanel
who were just, you know,
or whoever, like,
throw them some money.
The Nazi uniforms.
And they'll just, you know, go wherever the fucking money goes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so that, I think, was another blow to Sylph. And I originally was like a Sylph fan, but I think I'm, you know, Devon is really still looking good to me.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Sure, the product line's, you know, not nearly as extensive, but it also doesn't have Nazi scientists. So
here's what Giovanni's bringing to the table. Dugtrio, level 49. Nido King, level 49. Rhydon, level 50. Nido Queen, level 49. All of them only know one move. Most of them only know one
move. Yeah, they essentially...
Earthquake.
Even if they know anything else, all they ever use is Earthquake.
I didn't see anyone use anything but Earthquake, which made it pretty easy for me to develop a pretty quick strategy around this gym, which was pull out Charizard, and then I could just burn everyone to death.
I mean, it's largely the same. Aerodactyl was who I was using for most of this gym, although I threw in Starmie. I think I even threw Kingler in a couple of times on the low-level grunts.
I put Lapras in for some surfs.
For Starmie, I took out, like, Rhydon, for example, and Dugtrio, because it was just like, I know that it's going to be faster, and I know that it's going to be a one-hit KO with surf, and it was.
Yeah, I knew that Lapras had the hit points to withstand a few earthquakes and could get a few pretty devastating surfs in.
Yeah, though Devil's Gambit with the ice.
I know, but, you know, it's got so many hit points that it just, like, it could probably take, like, five or six before I needed to swap it out.
Yeah, I mean, again, Giovanni leaves something to be desired with his teams. Everything else is perfect.
What else would he give you alongside the Earth Badge but TM41 Earthquake?
Oh, yeah, and I taught that to three of my mon.
Yeah, I think I taught it to several, too.
He was like, I'm going to take a page out of Giovanni's book and teach that to basically everyone on my team.
At some point this week, I was going through and retraining all my Pokemon on all the TMs that I have now, and was toying with the notion of like a poison type Dugtrio just to throw you off. Because it turns out Dugtrio like can learn a lot of different moves, including a few pretty impressive poison type moves.
Yeah, that's new for this game with this reinvented TM set and some of the changes to their movesets, because Dugtrio is very limited in the original game.
Yeah, it could learn Sludge Shot and Toxic, and I was like, well, that's enough.
Same thing with Nidoqueen, because Nidoking and Nidoqueen in the original were always like pretty decent stats but very limited move pools. And what you can do with Nidoqueen now, because that's just always the one I prefer over King,
tearing down the patriarchy,
actually made me think about maybe bring her I love her the cards ability with the boyfriends, even though it does nothing in this. But with the TMs you get now, my Nidoqueen has Crunch, Ice Punch, Poison Jab, and Earthquake, and she can learn all of the punches. So I could also have Thunder, Fire. It's interesting. It makes me think I might have her for the Elite Four. I'm thinking about it.
Because we've gotten a few of those punch TMs now, and I was checking all of my TMs this week. And I think Kangaskhan can also learn all those punches, which is fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I was thinking about maybe going back and getting a Primeape, but I realized I just never caught one, but I'm sure I don't think I have Mankeys, would have seen one.
I think you actually are Mankey. I think I'm Machop, because I made, it's irrelevant now. Machamp was one of Caprica 6's barfies, but I never encountered a Machop, so, or maybe that's why, but I didn't see a Mankey either, so I think it's Machop for me. But you, in maybe any case, just, you can't go back and get a Mankey.
I know there's a few of these Pokemon that seems like they should be staples. Like, I never saw a Poliwag or a Poliwhirl. I never saw a Mankey. I never saw a Machop. Maybe they thought they were too well tread. It's time to move on.
I think on Route 23, the one that's outside Victory Road, I think you will. That's where Poliwags will be, is what I suspect.
I think I've turned. If you get lucky, I think I've turned away from the good Rod Claws.
Oh,
I think
just,
if I've made it to Indigo Plateau by now, I just don't think I really need the good Rod Claws, other than like nepotism, you know? I want my baby on my team, but I don't need him. I got my ride or dies here.
That's kind of where I'm at with this gloom. That's like, well, it would be nice to like finally finish that storyline. And I, again, like Rosalind is my real queen. The rest of the team is already doing well. And what if this thing dies again?
God, that would be devastating.
I just couldn't really live like that.
Joshua, we should get out of here. Okay. We already talked about our teams. We both beat Giovanni. We both got the Earth Badge. Next week, we're mounting our Pokemon, and we're riding up the side of the Indigo Plateau.
And we will be entering the Pokemon League with our old pal, David Sims, coming back.
Yes!
Finally. Did he not make it in last season? I think this is maybe his first appearance for season 7.
Well, he's welcome to come on and talk about his journey through the entire game.
He's seeing if he can pull it off, and probably not doing EXP lock as a result of that. But we'll find out. We're leaving it as a surprise.
Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review the show. please do follow the show everywhere that you follow the show, and do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram, where I will remind you to please post your hashtag mountable Pokemon list for us and let us know the like power ranking of how mountable your Pokemon are.
Yeah, please do. And turn safe search off too.
Yeah. No, this is in the game. And you know what I mean by mountable, right? Let's not make this weird.
Just riding
none
around.
None of you make this weird.
Yeah, don't make it weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn.
Yeah.
And you should also check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you could definitely post about those mountable Pokemon. I think that'll be a big hit over there,
either, yeah. And entendres are welcome there.
Yeah, for sure. And
not
you,
in public.
And you can also buy some merch at expsharepod.com. And as we alluded to at the top of the show, we will not be doing any other interstitials for this season. We will be taking a week or two off so we can bank some episodes, but our next game will be Sword and Shield. You heard it.
Yeah, we're here. We've arrived. Modern Pokemon.
We're getting dragged in, kicking and screaming. I actually am excited because I never did any of the DLC, and I basically did none of the post game. I just did the first, I did the Elite Four, and then I kind of stopped.
I didn't do a lot
with that world.
What's it called? Paldea?
No, that's Scarlet and Violet. Galar.
Galar. I have the game. I think I have Shield.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, that could be. I'm not going to buy it again. If we both have the same one, that's just what it's going to be. I think I potentially do have Sword, though.
I got to the first, like, meadow or whatever, the new, like, the big catchable area
outside of
the first town. Yeah. And that's all the further I've ever played. So, the first wild area. I don't even think I made it to the first gym or town.
Yeah, wow. Hard to resist.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm really excited about is when we get to do all the games that we have been prevented from playing, like Legends Arceus in particular.
Oh, yeah. Excited about that one. Yeah. Oh, and we're both so excited about Shiny Diamond, Brilliant Pearl.
Yeah, very exciting.
Joshua, let's get out of here. We already said all the stuff. I will say goodbye to you. I'll say goodbye to the bug catchers, and I'll say Alola.
Alola. Smell you later.